Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Yom Revi'i with Parashat Mishpatim, some Musar. Today's class will be for the Refuah, Shleimah, of all the Chonim, Bichlalam. Chim Dabra Chavach Handuzan, El Melech Hanukam, and Rivka, Sarah Banumim, Shalom, Musarah, Davir, Merchad, El Fav, Dabar, Rivka, Bada, Chavir, Rivka, Bada, Ser. Shalom, Omer, Ser, Refrain, Menav, Shem, Nechana, El Fav, Miriam. Yehudah, and Yifach, Ezra, Barach, Barach, Hanah, Simcha, Ben Malkar, Miriam, Dabar, Chavir, Ezra, Ben Amchana, Ben Anam, Lechot, Abad, Sam, Rav, 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 Daniyam and Dina, Simcha and Ephraim, and I'm going to go to the Kamal, and I'm going to go to the Seren, and I'm going to go to the Kamal, and I'm going to go Okay, today's class is going to be a very, very practical class, something that is pertains to our day-to-day lives. But I think this pasuk is something that if you read really deep inside, you can actually see that it's something that was happening in the time of the Torah, and it's something that is still happening today. The pasuk says in Aliyat Revi'i, the pasuk says, "Lo tisa shem hashav al ta shed yaddecha im rasha liot et chamas." And it says, "Lo tiachere rabim leraot." You should not run after. You should not be a follower for majority of people who are doing something wrong. And then he continues, "Lo tane al riv lintot achere rabim lahatot." You should follow after the majority, not to do bad, to do good. Meaning, if you want to be a follower, make sure that the people who you're following are not doing the wrong thing. And in today's generation, this is very, very common. They'll have many people who will be considered followers, and they'll be following people who are not doing the correct thing. And I'm going to give a few examples. Some examples may be a little controversial. Some examples may be very, very practical, and I think everybody is on the same page. You have, let's say, some people who they create a friend group. And that friend group, sometimes they create it based on a financial status, based on popularity, based on X, based on Y. There's many different examples of how you can create that. And now sometimes what happens, it gets to the extent that you'll have a friend group where they won't let other friends into the group because they're not on that same level of popularity, or they're not on that same level of chas v'shalom, not the same amount of money, or not X, Y, and Z. And that type of mentality, and then what do you have? You have other people in the group who they're just in there, just because the others are. And they're just following them. And they're following these people doing things wrong without even putting their foot down or recognizing and realizing what they're doing. There are so many people who get left out, let's call it, or get embarrassed, or don't have as many friends. And it's because people are not open-armed, willing to bring other people in. And I think this pasuk is referencing to so many different aspects of how we can fix ourselves and better ourselves. But you have to ask yourself, when you're acting and when you're doing, are you following people who are doing the right thing, or are you following people who are doing the wrong thing? If you feel like the people you are following and you are copying and you're doing like are not people who you should be following, and you can differentiate, you can be able to understand, are those people God-fearing people? Are those people who believe and follow in the ways of Hashem? Or are they not? It's very easy to distinguish them. If they are, great. Then following them will most probably help you. If not, then not. There is a story I actually read by Rabbi Eli Mansour, I believe. He brought this story down. He said, there's a class of children, something along these lines, where the teacher went on the board and drew one long line and one short line. And essentially what had happened was, there was, let's say, 40 kids in the class. 10 kids were told prior to the class, make sure that you act as if the short line is a long line. This was the experiment. This was the experiment that was done in one class. So they all get into the classroom, there's a long line on the board and a short line on the board. And the teacher says, I want you all to write down on a piece of paper which one is the long one and which one is the short one. And I want you to actually announce your opinion, a few of you, out loud what you think. So he starts to call out on those kids that he spoke to privately. And they're all saying, the short line, that's the long one, that's the long one, that's the long one. All of them. And it's a very clear differentiation. One is half a line, one is a full long line. You can clearly see which one is the long one. After the experiment was done, something amongst 80 or 90% of the kids chose the short line to be the long line. And the experiment was teaching that when you have a few kids who are, let's say, more popular, or a few kids who are doing something, even it be wrong, they were choosing the wrong answer. They were doing something wrong. Still, you'll have the majority of people will follow them and continue and do that path in fear of being the minority. And that fear is such a bad fear to have. Because that's not what Hashem wants from us. He tells us clearly, explicitly, don't be somebody who follows people when they're doing wrong. When you know something is wrong, don't be a follower. Be a leader. This is actually what the Pirkei Avot says. The Pirkei Avot says, when there's a place where there's no man, there's no person, you should be the person. What does that mean? That when there's nobody who's standing up for what we believe in, for what our values are, for what's true, for what's emet, for what Hashem wants from us, and you see people are all doing wrong, don't follow them. Don't be somebody who's doing the same thing as them. Be able to stand up for what is true and what you believe in and what is the emet and what Hashem wants from us, and be able to say, I'm doing this because this is what Hashem wants from me, and I don't care who thinks otherwise. You don't need to start machloket, you don't need to start argument, but I do it genuinely from my heart because I know this is what He wants for me. This belief system is such an important belief system in all of life. Not only in religious aspects, in everything. You'll get into a business world. And when you ask around different people in business, and I've seen this many times, you'll have many people who are not 100% honest and ethical in business. And sometimes you think to yourself, if I have all of these friends who are so wealthy, and they are making so much money, and when I speak to them, they tell me you can do this with your taxes and you can do that. Chas v'shalom. And then I'm looking at them, and I don't want to get into the details of halakha, what you're allowed and not allowed to do. But I think about it and I say, wow, if they're all succeeding and they're doing this, maybe I'll just follow them. I'll do the same thing. Don't believe like that. Because Hashem is testing you. And Hashem wants to see, are you willing to choose what's right? Even though it may be more difficult. Choosing what's right is never easy. But I'll tell you what the Pirkei Avot says. It says that the more difficult something is, the more hard it is for you to do, the more the reward is. When something is easy, that's not what we want. We don't want an easy way to win. We want to win and be able to work hard in order to win. That's where you really benefit the true reward in the afterworld of what this is really, all of what we have is here. And that, I think that's what the Torah is telling us over here. The Torah is saying, even in those times, they had people who would follow others even when they were doing wrong. And I think still until today, we have this concept. Many people doing the wrong thing or following in others who are doing the wrong thing just because they're afraid to be the minority and being thrown under the bus or out of the street. Let's all stand strong. Let's not follow in the bad people. Let's follow people who are doing good. Let's strengthen when someone brings a good idea to the table or is doing something good. Let's strengthen them. Let's help them. Let's support them. So that we build up the following of people who are doing good things. People who have Yirat Shamayim, fear of Hashem, following the ways of Hashem, keeping Torah mitzvot. Not going against what Hashem believe, what we believe is what Hashem truly values as the emet. And B'zad Hashem, when we keep this mitzvah to the utmost, and we truly say we're not going to follow when someone's doing something wrong, you'll slowly start to be able to set an example for others. And other people who are following will eventually distance themselves and come and follow in the good route and in the good path of B'zad Hashem. Have a great day, everyone.